Brazil's president-elect, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, says his number one goal is to make sure every Brazilian is able to eat three meals a day. Poverty reduction was the basis of his election campaign, and poor Brazilians have high hopes for his administration. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro that no one is sure how the president-elect can deliver.
In the hours following Lula's victory, Brazilian leftists took to the streets to sing the old protest songs of the 1970s and 80s. As far as these people are concerned, the long-awaited social revolution has finally arrived by the ballot box. Lia Carvalho says she expects dramatic changes. Things are going to be much better, Carvalho says. There's going to be more work for all the unemployed people. Carvalho says she can't bear how many children live in the streets these days, a sight she hopes will disappear when Lula takes over. It's a heartfelt sentiment that's shared by most Brazilians. But already, President-elect Lula is warning people not to expect miracles. The historical needs of the working classes can't be satisfied overnight, Lula said less than 24 hours after his election. There's no magic solution for such a large social debt. Lula has pledged to create 10 million jobs, expand public education, and feed the hungry. But at the same time, he's promised the International Monetary Fund that he won't bust the federal budget. In fact, IMF rules require Brazil to run a slight budget surplus in exchange for loans. Dieter Benecke, director of the Economic Policy Program of the Adenauer Foundation in Rio de Janeiro, says under these conditions, it's simply impossible for Lula to deliver on his promises.
The expectations are as high as in other cases in the past in Latin America when more or less left-wing leaders came to power like Allende, like Chavez, that it's very difficult to fulfill them afterwards. And that's a question of how to finance it.
Benecke points out that the current government already funnels most income tax revenue to social spending. Lula's Workers' Party says it believes it can generate new revenue by reducing tax evasion and government corruption. But ultimately, Lula's ability to fight poverty may depend on the goodwill of the IMF itself. In the wake of Argentina's traumatic economic collapse this year, the IMF has endured harsh criticism in South America for its strict budget austerity rules. Anthony Harrington, the former U.S. ambassador to Brazil, says Lula may find the IMF in a more forgiving mood.
There's room for a little more realism regarding the political and social circumstances in which a struggling economy and a struggling leader exists. You can have a leader who wants to absolutely adhere to the fundamentals, but if we're promoting democracy at the same time, we want leaders who can survive the electorate.
There's been some hopeful talk in Brazil that if Lula keeps behaving himself and saying the things that investors and bankers like to hear, the IMF may eventually allow him more wiggle room in his budget, perhaps even let him run a small deficit, as long as it's for a good cause. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.